Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, America. Oh, my gosh, it's early. I know how you feel, but if you're up and you're with us, then we're going to help learn and teach you something about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. Irina with me this morning. Good morning, everyone, through CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer in San Diego, and their counterpart, 96.1 FM. Good morning.
Good morning. It's early.
Yes, it is. So we're going to talk about something that's pertinent to pretty much every single human being on the earth, pretty much every mammal, pretty much every organism, and that's what we call inflammation. You hear so much about it, and I think people are confused about what it means and what it does and how it's important for us. And there is a difference between acute inflammation and chronic inflammation, whereas acute inflammation is extremely, extremely important for us to remain healthy. And whenever there is an injury or something going wrong or a harmful, irritating, affecting our part of our body, there's going to be an attempt to remove it. And this whole attempt is part of inflammation. See, inflammation is our body's ability to protect and remove and begin the healing process. It's a calling in of different types of cells to take it away and have things help us. And it is part of our immune response. That's right. Without inflammation, we would not have a good immune system. Everyone seems to think, oh, let's get rid of inflammation. We hear so much. Even in the integrative or alternative medicine community, you shouldn't have any inflammation. That's hardly true. You really need it as long as it doesn't go into perhaps its chronic phase. So when we look at a wound or an infection or any damage, bang your arm, it would not be able to heal without inflammation. So we're talking about the good part about this. Again, you could not heal at all unless you had a component of inflammation that went on. Now, chronic inflammation is quite different. Chronic inflammation is when the body doesn't shut off that response that helps you to heal, even after the healing process is pretty much done. And that's what happens in things and diseases like cancer. The inflammation goes on and on. In some of the autoimmune disease, like, for example, rheumatoid arthritis, those that have it know they constantly have inflammation, and that inflammation doesn't heal the problem but ends up damaging, like damaging the joints and so forth. So it is beneficial to have some, or if you bang your knee, it's not beneficial for it to go on and on and on. The very first stage of inflammation is the irritation stage. This is when sometimes you see new tissue being made. Sometimes you even see the body, when it's a cut, producing some pus. It's not always an inflammation or infection. Sometimes it's just our ability to call in other cells to help us. And we have a few different types of immunity. We have lots of good immunity, don't we?
Yes, we do. And you know, I think you need to also tell people, how do they know if they have this chronic inflammation? With the acute, everybody knows, I think, is the pain, is the redness, is swelling.
So how do we diagnose chronic?
Right, how do
we? All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about chronic inflammation. This is the Dr. Mitch Show, Irina with me. And our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH. You can call about any question you might have. It's translated as 855-376-4824. We're CRN One Talk Radio. We're here until 10, and that's Eastern, or 7 if it's Pacific. AM 1170 The Answer, or 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages. Yes, I am Dr. Mitch.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrativemedconsult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, Dr. Mitch, early in the morning with Irina. Don't ask how we get up to do this, but we do. Good news is we're on the East Coast, so it's 9 o'clock here. For those of you on the West Coast or in between, and it's somewhere between, I guess, 7 and 6 a.m. or a little after now, hey, God bless you. I'm glad you're up with us because we're going to help you think through a lot of different things and help you stay healthy. Now, if you have a question, there's always an opportunity to ask it during the show. And the show's number is 855-DR-MITCH. Mike's right there to take your call. Or it translates to 855-376-4824. Also know that you can always, always leave us a sort of an email or message at the imconsult.us. Let's say you missed the show. You want to have the answer. No problem. That's IM. That's I as in Irina. M as in Mitchell. CONSULT.US. And of course, you can listen to the shows. They're archived there. If you go to imconsult.US, if you miss a show or a part of it, it's there with you. We're talking about today inflammation. And you want to know, we're trying to distinguish between acute inflammation, which is necessary for our body to heal, and of course, that of chronic inflammation. So, first, you should be aware there isn't a day that goes by that you don't have inflammation. Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, the body couldn't repair itself inside your artery. If you eat something, if you bang yourself, there's always, always inflammation. And again, like Irina asked before the break, how do we discern the difference between chronic and also acute inflammation? So first, we need to use the word PRISH. That's the new sort of acronym, P-R-I-S-H. That's for acute inflammation, which is pain at a certain area. And you can have this in chronic as well. Redness, immobility, you can't move a part of your body, swelling, and heat when it gets hot. So PRISH is pain, redness, immobility, swelling, and heat. Now, chronic inflammation comes in different flavors. It could come anything as even terrible fatigue. You could have sores in your mouth, abdominal pain, fevers can come with it, joint pains, etc. And these can come at any time and they continue. Remember, just because there's inflammation doesn't mean that there's infection. We're not talking about infection today. That's pretty clear, right? Infection's a very different animal than inflammation. You can have inflammation when you have infection. As a matter of fact, pretty much every time you have infection, you have inflammation.
Yeah, because that's the body signal. Come help me. Come help me. I need to get
exactly. Fixed. But if inflammation can exist without infection at all, which means that inflammation is a cause over a long period of time of things to go bad. Now, think about what happens when the body has chronic inflammation ongoing. The body tries to help you by putting down or changing the cells to something more hardy. And that's why we see cancer always pretty much coming from chronic inflammation. What happens when the heart or the arteries around the heart or the arteries of any part of your body having chronic inflammation? It changes and it tries to fix it by putting down plaque. And of course, these things eventually cause a problem. So there are, yes, bacteria, pathogens, then viruses and foreign bodies and things that can cause chronic inflammation. It doesn't occur immediately. Acute inflammation can happen in seconds. You know that. Burn yourself, bang your arm, boom, there's inflammation. It's hot, it's irritated, it's swollen. Whereas in chronic, it takes time. And the duration in acute inflammation is maybe a few days. By 10, 11 days, it's already subacute. And once it becomes a month or more, that's when you're really dealing with chronic inflammation. Now, the acute inflammation, things are going to improve themselves very quickly and it's going to heal. That's the job of the inflammation. But when the tissue starts to die, or you get different types of tissue, or you get derangement, like in a rheumatoid arthritis of the fingers and the hands starting to hurt, then you know that you're not in the acute anymore. So once you become into that chronic inflammatory stage, that's when you have to start thinking, what can I do to help this get better? Because that you don't want to leave any length of time. The nidus, the point, the thing that begins most of the chronic bad diseases, from autoimmune, cancer, and heart disease, are now, we know, inflammation of different parts of the body. Does that make a lot of sense to you? Is that working in your head?
Yes, it does. And the good thing is that there is pretty simple test that we can do. You can ask your doctor to run. It's called high sensitive C-reactive protein. And every doctor knows what that is. And that can tell you whether or not you have inflammation, because you don't always have a symptom to it. And I think for everyone, maybe over age of 40, when things start going, you know, south with your health, you can ask for that test to be done as a baseline.
And there's others that go along with it that can give you an idea if there's inflammation. And the C-reactor protein, so you're aware, when the doctor, you always ask for your numbers. The C-reactor protein high sensitive should be less than 1. Anything between 1 and 2 is considered mild inflammation, between 2 and 3 moderate, and anything greater than 3 actually doubles your risk of heart disease. And if it's 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, which I've seen, you have to consider that there is something very serious going on in that body. So if you've ever gone and got blood tests and your physician has yet to get a C-reactive protein high sense, I think it would be time for you to ask, hey, doc, could you please, please get that test, and that will help. Because diseases that have chronic inflammation are so broad. For example, things you wouldn't have thought about. Like if you have an ulcer in your stomach, yeah, that's chronic inflammation. If you have asthma, that's chronic inflammation. Gum disease, that's chronic inflammation. Sinuses, chronic inflammation. Hepatitis, chronic inflammation. Are you getting the idea?
Yeah, you can also have that test elevated when you are very obese. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is true, because fat is an inflamed substance. You've heard us say, if you've listened to the show before, there's no such thing as a healthy fat person. That's true. And the fat is a repository of all the negative things and things that we, toxins that we get in our body. But on top of that, fat is inflamed. And so folks that are heavy often have an elevated C-reactive protein. Is that okay because they're heavy? No, it's not. It's not good for you. So when people have inflammation, does it hurt? Yes. A lot of times it's painful, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It can be very painful. But many people just have those vague symptoms.
And of tiredness and fatigue,
not feeling good.
Stiffness, discomfort, and things like that. Mike, are you talking to me? Oh, it's 1 minute. We got to go to a break. All right. We're talking about today inflammation and what causes it. Of course, we're going to give you answers, and we're going to give you natural answers, not just the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Nah, that's not this show. This show is how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And inflammation is an important component. By the way, even ongoing inflammation, for example, of the penis will lead to a disease called Peyronie's, where you wouldn't be able to have an erection. 855 Dr. Mick. Come on, give us a call. If you're awake, do it. 855-376-4824. CRN One Talk Radio or AM 1170 The Answer 96.1. You're listening all over the United States. I'm right here. We'll be right back. And I'm Dr. Mitt. Hurry us back, right?
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Tura Nura Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks. Great service and also affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Faith and Vigora.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Number to call us to speak to us about anything is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And welcome CRN One Talk Radio all over the world. And, of course, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. That's San Diego. Good morning out there. We're talking about inflammation. And believe me, if you're not getting enough sleep, you have inflammation. It's one of the side effects of not getting enough sleep, pretty much. Of every disease, the outcome and the chronicity or the long term of that disease is because there's inflammation. If you learn anything about health and how to take care of yourself, regardless of the intervention of a doctor or anybody else, the answer to keeping yourself healthy long term is inflammation. There was a study actually once with Keio University, and they looked at centenarians. Those folks that lived over 100, and they actually reviewed more than 40-some blood test parameters. And in those parameters, they noted only one was consistent with living over 100. Yes, you guessed it. It was having inflammation non-existent. That's right. You want to live to over 100, you better not have any inflammation, because if you do, its chances of you making it are almost nil. Now, you may say, well, okay, I don't need to live to over 100. What's the big deal? The point is, if you want to live to any age and be healthy, a nice ripe old age, 80, as the Bible talks about, as threescore and ten by reason of strength, you know, we get, you know, perhaps to 80 even, then we're doing a great job. Well, that's because we've kept inflammation low. Again, remember that inflammation chronically staying over time is what leads to us degenerating, whether it's a joint, whether it's the liver, whether it's the pancreas, whether it's the lungs. All of it is related to inflammation. So you're saying, okay, we hear you, Dr. Mitch. What are we going to do about it? And how are we going to get rid of it? Well, in the conventional Western model, we have perhaps non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You know all those, you know, the non-steroidals. The problem with them is they also inhibit something called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide, without that, you're going to end up with heart disease or kidney disease anyway. So long-term use of them, and yes, I know you know that it can upset your stomach, long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are of an issue and could cause problems. Well, also, we can think about, well, what about corticosteroids? Now, that definitely gets rid of inflammation. Don't you think, Irina, when you take prednisone, cortisone, as everyone knows, right?
It gets rid of inflammation, but brings along lots of side effects.
Like what?
Like your immune system is suppressed.
And also long-term, you having steroid myopathy, your muscles get weak.
You can have elevated blood sugars. So if you are a diabetic,
it makes it a lot worse. Yeah. So these drugs all have their place, but we hope that we can use them minimally. I think the very first place to start with inflammation is watch what goes in your mouth. Isn't that the easiest thing? In other words, watch the diet. The diet is a huge, huge way we get inflammation. And one of the ways we do are by eating rancid fats. So olive oil is great. You'll hear people say, oh, well, for olive oil, it's great for inflammation. But if you don't keep the olive oil in the refrigerator, then for sure it's going to be rancid and cause more inflammation. And you think about it, is olive oil, I often ask, good or bad? People say it's always good. Not really. Leave it out on the table, come back 3 weeks later, and you're going to find that that olive oil is rancid. And just because you can't smell it, and the American and pretty much most of the world can't tell, it will go bad. But if you keep your oils, once you open them in the refrigerator, their shelf life is extended. Yes, it can harden, but you can put your hand around it. Like this morning, I wanted to give some olive oil to the dog when I fed the dog. So what I did was I ran it under some warm water. It melted, poured it, and put it back in the refrigerator. It's that simple.
We also had a discussion yesterday with somebody that was saying that butter can be left outside overnight or for a couple of days and nothing happens to it.
Yeah, we had that.
Okay to eat. Is that true?
We had that discussion with my sister. The answer is butter with salt in it can last maybe a day or two out. But then again, it's an oil. It's a milk. You can't leave it out. It will go bad. For those of you leaving it out so it spreads better, it might spread better, but you might be giving yourself rancid oils. Remember, the cell membrane, which I'll tell you about when we come back, has a lot to do with it. And if you stand by, I'll tell you something that's natural that stands up to everything when it comes to inflammation. The best substance you should be taking, the only thing I take with me if I was going on a trip forever. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with a lot of those answers about inflammation and more. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Okay, we're back. It's Dr. Mitch. We're talking about inflammation and how it affects our lives. As a matter of fact, it affects life and death. The more inflammation, the faster you're heading for the light, and the less of it, oh boy, you can live a very long time. Once we're able to control it, it'll make a huge difference. You're able to call us at 855-DR-MITCH if you want to weigh in, ask a question, or you can call us at 855-376-4824. No question is off limits, and of course, we have non-judgment. If you like to text, Tay, you can easily text at an easy number. It's 561-789-1588. So for those of you who are shy, you don't want to get on the air, I got it. Just text us to 561-789-1588. We'll bring up your question. We'll talk about it. And you'll get the answer just like anything else, and really pretty much to anything. But first, let's go to our first caller, Shelley from New Jersey. Mike Potter up, and let's say hi. Shelley, good morning, and thank you for listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. What's your question this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but I want to give you a little bit of background first. Many years ago, I was after a routine blood test, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is also, I believe, an autoimmune thyroid disease. And for many years, I was given antithyroid to take to control the Graves. Over a period of maybe, 10, 15 years of taking the antithyroid, my thyroid went the opposite way, and now they're telling me I have this Hashimoto's. Now, I have no symptoms whatsoever of either of those diseases, and the only way I found out was from blood tests. So I take thyroid now. I take Synthroid every day, which controls the blood values of my TSH. But my question is, do I still have inflammation? And if so, how do I get rid of it to stay? I'm listening to you saying that I'm not going to live to be 100. I'd like to live to be 100. What do I have to do? And do I still have the inflammation?
Well, the only way you'll know if there's any inflammation. What happens in Hashimoto's thyroiditis is that there are actually your own body produces antibodies that go and destroy the thyroid. And that's why you become hypothyroid as opposed to your original diagnosis of Graves, which is hyperthyroid. So once the destruction process begins, yes, there's inflammation in that thyroid, ongoing low inflammation. And you asked if there's any inflammation, how do you tell? Plus you asked, how do you know if you even have Hashimoto's? Well, eventually, Hashimoto's thyroiditis will burn the thyroid out completely, which will leave you in the same position you're in now to take some sort of thyroid medication like Synthroid for the rest of your life. The only way of determining the answer to the question is, of course, you can get the few tests, not just the TSH. The TSH is a very poor way of knowing whether the thyroid's functioning or not. You need to also get something called the T4 free and the active thyroid, which is T3 free. And that those tests, coupled with the tests that tell you if it's Hashimoto's is still going, are something called TPO, thyroid peroxidase, an antithyroid globulin. Do you recall recently having a TPO, Shelley, or a antithyroid globulin test by any chance?
No, I don't recall that at all. I know my doctor does free T3 and free T4 tests, but I don't recall that TPO at all.
Okay, that's the only way of actually diagnosing Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So you have to ask him to go ahead and get those two tests on you, because that's how you'll tell. The other way of knowing a little bit if there's ongoing inflammation in that thyroid is to do that high-sensitive C-reactive protein, if you were listening earlier in the show. That high-sensitive C-reactive protein will tell you if there's any ongoing inflammation, even minute inflammation, that would be a subject to the thyroid. But you're right. The Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune disease. It is an autoimmune disease that's localized to one organ, one specific organ, in your case, of course, the thyroid. And yes, there's ongoing inflammation. However, if your C-reactive protein high sense is extremely low, you have nothing to worry about to answer your query or your fear that you won't be able to live past 100. So if you actually have the ability to check that, the C-reactive protein high sense, the TPO, and of course the antithyroid globulin. And you want to call back the show, I'll tell you more. But those things will really give you a handle as if the Hashimoto's is still ongoing, and also if there's any ongoing low dose or chronic inflammation. That help?
Okay, that's great. I'm going to ask my doctor to do that. And I appreciate your taking my call. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for being up so early with us, with the Dr. Mitch, Joe, and Irina, right here at CRN One Talk Radio. And on Sundays at this time, we're also talking to all of San Diego at AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. You're able to call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH. Or at 855-376-4824. And you notice no call is off limits. You can call all you want. And of course, you can actually text now simple way of getting us, for those of you a little bit shy, just text us to 561-789-1588. That's a simple one. You don't have to get on the air. Just text us. We'll answer your question at 561-789-1588. We're talking about inflammation today and how the chronic inflammation is a serious problem. I mean, you can't even get, you know, you're not able to get rid of it. Then you're looking at damage that could occur to your arteries, to your throat, to your heart, to pretty much anywhere in your body. We started talking about some of the things you should eliminate when it comes to diet. Obviously, fried foods is one. They are a big problem, and especially fried foods that have a certain sugar to them and a certain amino acid called asparagine. I'm talking about French fries. When they fry them, it creates acrylamides, and acrylamides lend itself to cancer, that's for sure. When we come back, more of the foods that you should eat, some of the super herbs that you can, and then the secret for keeping inflammation gone. Oh, yeah, that's coming. Just stay with us. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824, or text us right now to 561-789-1588. At CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, or 96.1 FM. Stay with us. We're going to give you lots more on how to keep yourself alive a long time. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Mitch here. Murder everywhere. I mean everywhere. CRN One Talk Radio is everywhere in the world. We're broadcasting live, of course. This is a live interactive show. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex, 38 years of integrative medicine, writing lots of textbooks and training thousands, I mean thousands of physicians. We're here to help you, Irina and I. And if you want to call, you do 855-DR-MITCH. Or the same is 855-376-4824. You can text to 561-789-1588. You could even write into Facebook, which lots are watching on right now and listening, at our Facebook page at CRN/Facebook. I'll give you that exactly in a minute, Mike will give. But apparently we had someone who just wrote in on Facebook, asked a question. Does inflammation have to do with chronic hair loss? And what can you do about it? Anything natural? And the answer is, oh, yeah, there's a lot to do. And if you listen real carefully, maybe I'll save your hair. I don't know if this is a male or female that asked the question. We don't know. But chronic hair loss, or hair that's coming out, is, you know, hair comes out different times of the year to begin with. But it is inflammation that will, of course, ruin the roots and make your hair fall out even faster. And that inflammation comes from many, many reasons. Some of the simple ones are if you dye your hair, you pull your hair, you perm your hair, use straighteners, relaxers on your hair. If you brush your hair too hard, if you use blow dryers that are way too strong and too hot, yeah, they all cause inflammation. That's true. Then obviously I don't need to tell you to stop doing that, and that would help you not lose your hair again. Let's assume for a moment that's not the case. And hair loss can also come from other things. One of them is hormonal loss. The thyroid that Shelley called about a few minutes ago, if your thyroid's not functioning right, for sure you're going to lose your hair. Let's assume that is okay as well. The other thing is if you have an actual inflammation of the scalp, infection, you pick the area, you know, if there's sores, those two need to be directly addressed. One of the other things is hormonal, I started to say, and that is if the hormones are not balanced, I'm talking about specifically testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. If they are not in balance, you'll lose your hair. If you have too much testosterone, you're taking testosterone supplementation or pre-supplementation like DHEA, which is dehydroepiandrosterone, or pregnenolone, they too, in large enough doses, could cause hair loss if it's not balanced. And one of the things that you could do is to just ask for those blood tests and one other blood test simultaneously called DHT. DHT stands for dihydrotestosterone. And dihydrotestosterone is often made when you have too much testosterone. The body will either keep it as testosterone, it will convert to DHT or convert to estrogen. In either case, you can lose your hair. But if it's converting too much to DHT, you can use a product which we call hormonal health. It was used to be called prostate health. It's very high in a few substances that are herbal, like salt palmetto, diindolmethane. It's all in one product. And you can always check it out at imconsult.us. And by taking one or two of them a couple times a day, if it is driven hormonally, that will sort of calm it down and you won't lose your hair anymore. Then I tell you another trick that you can do that inhibits a special substance that's produced in the hair. Lots of people that where their hair comes out. Do you know what that's what I'm going to talk about?
No, I don't know. I was just going to say something else about also blood flow to the scalp. It's important.
Yeah, if there's not a good enough blood flow, she's right, to the scalp, that's also an issue. So I also often tell patients, you know, make sure you do, if you don't like yoga and doing like headstand, you know, lean yourself over the bed and let the blood flow come into your hair and just, you know, or use one of those tables where the blood flow can get into your hair a lot. But what I was going to say is an herb that's amazing is called quercetin. Now, you may heard of quercetin. Quercetin's in the category of one of those items that come from, it's a flavonoid. It comes from onions and a few other things. And it does make a huge difference if you want to keep your hair. And there's a couple ways of doing it. So if you have a pencil and paper, Facebook listener, you're going to learn how to do this. One of them is very simple. Just take about 500 milligrams of quercetin twice a day. It's cheap, inexpensive, and it will make a huge difference. That's number one. If you do that, the next thing you can do is take quercetin, open a capsule, and put a little bit of your favorite oil in there. You can use almond oil. You can use jojoba oil. You can use olive oil and just a little bit of oil and mix it around if you can. What I would suggest you do is maybe use a drip of water first so you can make it more soluble. So put a little bit of water in, open a capsule, put some water in, make it into more of a pasty. Add in some oil like the three oils or any of the nice oils you like. And then rub it into your scalp and leave it there for 1 hour. Then you can wash your hair and do it every day for 30 days. The combination of all the things I just said, for the most part, is going to stop your hair loss, and they're easy. So if that answers your question, I'm glad. But yes, it is inflammatory born pretty much most of the time. And yes, you can stop the hair falling out by doing the simple things we were able to tell you. I hope that helps. If we help you with your hair, that's super. You're listening on, watching on Facebook. You can go ahead and ask your question. Mike's watching that. Will give me the answer question to it right away. If you want to text, be easy. You can text at 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. You like to talk? Easy. Call 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We're coming back with the secret that you all have to take if you don't want inflammation. Secret. Yeah, yeah. You say, oh, I heard about this, but you didn't know half of what I'll tell you. We'll be right back right after these messages. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Tura Nura Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks. Great service and also affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Faith and Begorra.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
We're back for our last segment of the Dr. Mitch Show today. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. And there's still a moment. You can still call at 855-DR-MITCH or you can text to 561-789-1588 or go ahead and post a question on the Facebook Live that we're doing right this minute. We did talk about increasing the blood flow to places where there are inflammation, like in the scalp. There's a product called Neo 40. And by sucking on one of these, it actually, very tasty, increases the blood flow. We also have a formula that we used and we use all the time called antioxidant formula. It already has the quercetin in there and other things. And taking two of those twice a day are very helpful in reducing inflammation and helping blood flow too. You can find these things on IM Consult. That's imconsult.com. And don't forget, stay away from the foods that are the nightshades. tomatoes, white potatoes, eggplant, tobacco, green and red peppers. And they do cause inflammation. So whatever inflammation, whether it's Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, asthma, or even hair loss, it would not be good things to eat. But the leafy green vegetables and the kales and things of those nature would be. You can eat fish, but stay away from the fish oil. Fish oils are rancid. And on one of the shows soon, we'll talk about why and how and what the research really shows when it comes to that. No margarine, because the margarines and anything like that are trans fatty acids, and they're quite irritating. And the one thing they found is sugar, of course. I don't need to tell you that sugar is probably the biggest cause of inflammation. As a matter of fact, last year, a great article came out in one of the journals that noted that they believe that a lot of the degeneration of the joints, were directly correlated and related to the sugars that people ate, not just the inflammation, but now the sugars feeding the inflammation, the ongoing inflammation, even of the regular osteoarthritis. And do get herbs like ginger and, of course, a cinnamon every morning. They should be in your diet. But here's the secret. You've heard it before, and I'm telling you now. The secret to everything is the optimized curcumin. The curcumin that is the best, that's the best to be absorbed. You should be taking it every single day of your life. You want to live to 100 like Shelley once? If she's not taking curcumin, the chances would be poor. But taking that above everything and everything else makes more sense. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of articles on PubMed and major sites showing the benefits of curcumin, which is, of course, the active ingredient in turmeric. And it's been put against even atorvastatin, Lipitor, as dropping the cholesterol, believe it or not. It was just as good. It's been put in critical care medicine, written against the steroid medicine, without the side effects, and it's just as good. It's been put against the diabetes drug metformin, just as good. It's been put against chemotherapeutic drugs like oxaliplatin, just as effective, it said. It's been put against antidepressants like Prozac in 2015 study, reduced depression, just as good. Just as good as reversing liver disease, just as good as most of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and it's an herb. It's safe. You can take it every day. And this is what I do, and I really do the same, don't you?
Just be careful of where you get that supplement from. Not all curcumin is made equal.
Check out the optimized curcumin. It's your lifeline. Take it every day. I take two twice a day without fail. And by the way, as a little secret, most inflammation is not taken care of when you go to sleep. That's why rheumatic fever people wake up in the morning feeling bad. So take a couple at bedtime. We'll be back on Tuesday where this show will be aired again. Thursday live from 10 to 11 Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern. Until that time, Mike, I don't know how much time we have, but I am Dr. Mitch. God bless everyone until next time. And thank you, Irina. Love you. And I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon, everyone. I'm Dr. Mitch. Okay.